Baptisms here at St. Paul's, in the church, or in the courtyard, or at Smith Mountain Lake using the lake water, or in any setting, baptisms are wonderful events for the candidate, for the family and friends, and all who witness and commit to seeing that the newly baptized is brought up in the faith of the Christian church. I wonder, though, if we haven't lost something of infinite value in the sacrament of membership into the church, in the beauty of this space, with special flower arrangements and music offered for the special event, have we lost some of the profundity of baptism? Could we have so gilded the lily that we have lost some of the essence of what happens with the baptismal candidate and in the vows we take and make during the service? In these difficult times, we must ask, are we able to live into the vows that we make every year on this occasion in observance of the baptism of our Lord? Whether Episcopal, Lutheran, Baptist, Catholic, or any other expression of God's Christian church, the vows are very similar, if not word for word. At least the message and the meaning parallel the message and meaning of God's incarnate self in the human Jesus the Christ. To serve, to share, to comfort, to console all of God's creation and created beings. No ifs, ands, or buts. Believe me, I look for loopholes. There aren't any. There aren't any. Only to treat and live with our neighbors as we know we have been treated, with forgiveness, understanding, and acceptance. In short, to live our lives in gratitude, good humor, and kind generosity, while recognizing God in every other person we will ever meet or encounter. As our household watch in near disbelief, as some of our fellow citizens stormed and destroyed much of our national capital, and I must admit, I watched with some amount of judgment, shame, and anger. I was then reminded that I would offer this sermon 3 days later. As we celebrate our own Savior's baptism and our baptism, and as we recommit ourselves to God's work in the world. Fortunately for me, the message of how we consider and regard the actions of people we cannot condone, I must also remember that I am not their judge. I am not a jury of one. I do not have to agree or disagree with the basis of their beliefs, their opinions, or their thinking. Fortunately for them and me, I do not stand in judgment. That job is claimed by God and will be carried out by God. I just hope that I can have as much sympathy for any with whom I may or may not be in agreement with the same sympathy and kindness shown to me. That is where true humility and compassion can begin to grow and thrive and have the inherent power to find common ground in such a wrenching time in our national lives. Our Old Testament reading this morning is well-timed. God creating all that would ever be, seen and unseen. And God said, it was good. All the way through the creation of Adam and Eve, which God declared was very good. So, do you think God looks upon his creation and wonders, what went wrong? Jesus, Holy Spirit, where did we fail? What did we not get right? Why don't people try harder to simply get along? Why is there injustice in the world? Why do some advance while others have little to no chance based on forces and conditions outside of their control? Why don't all people respect the dignity of every human being? Created in the image of God, it seems we should be able to do these things, even without trying terribly hard, because that is in our spiritual DNA. I don't believe any of the circumstances pressing in on us is a surprise to God. I do believe that the first day when the night was separated from the day, God knew Jesus would be born, would be baptized, just as you and I have been, would be murdered, and would rise again. We are living in incredible lives of relative luxury compared to so many in the world before us and after us. You might think we'd be so filled with gratitude that renewing our baptismal vows as a means to be reminded year after year, and with every baptism performed, that we would have no claim to the righteousness other than what has been given to us. No presumption of God's favor and grace, in as much as we deserve or can justify it. So my message this morning is that we take our baptismal vows seriously in all that we do, in all that we face, all with whom we do and don't agree. If we do, what general and specific difference can we make in our world? If we don't care, if we don't take seriously the vows that we will take and make in a moment, together as a community of faith and in the presence of God, we are most to be pitied as empty, empty, ineffectual hypocrites, which none of us truly is. But then who are we? Let's find that answer in the vows we renew today and how we live into them and fulfill them all the days of our lives. Amen.